I'm joined by head football coach CJ Gifford of St. Paul Saints tonight. Coach, you had Santa Fe.
Yes, sir.
Look, that was pretty tough, 44-18. What can you tell me about the game, Coach?
Well, and this is a little cliche. Maybe I don't think the score quite gives it justice. It was 12-12 at half, and we'd driven the ball pretty well. They scored on a pick six to tie it up, and we got down within the five, and we just couldn't punch it in. So we were feeling pretty good at halftime. Then after the half, we had a play that was kind of, I had to have it explained to me by the referee. Our quarterback threw a ball. We thought it was an incomplete pass, but then they picked it up and ran for a touchdown. And the way it was explained to me was it never hit the ground. It landed on the back of a player who was on the ground, and they picked it up and ran for a touchdown. And after that, they onside kick, picked it up, drove down the score. So it was 28-12 pretty quick. And then they just played a good second half of football.
Right, Coach. I know I was looking today at some of the picks, and I came to your all's game in Santa Fe, and I tell you what, that was probably my toughest pick of the night because, you know, I got to see St. Paul's play this year, of course, against Carrollton, and then Santa Fe of Coach Zoll's there, and he's told me a lot about Santa Fe, so I thought it was going to be a tough game, and it looked like, you know, that first half, like you said, it was a really good ball game, and some unfortunate events happened there, but, you know, you got your one win. Was that last week, Coach, when you got your win?
Yep, we beat Missouri Military last week.
That's what I thought. But, you know, what I've seen, being I called the Carrollton-St. Paul's game on the radio for the Carrollton Trojan Network, I mean, you guys have some good size. You've got some, you know, you've got some players there that you've got to look forward to, some even the younger guys, you know, even next season. So who was some of your standout guys tonight, Coach, that you could actually give some credit to that did a good job?
So we have a few seniors that just, you know, they did a great job. Luke Ropey's our kind of our senior leader. He's been all over he started, and I say this every week, he started at center for us in the beginning of the year. And then, you know, he's moved up to our quarterback position, you know, kids hurt or whatever. And he's just a leader. He's just a football player. He does great things every week. He's a little bit hobbled, but he still keeps the kids up, and can't say enough about him.
Yeah, he's kind of your Rudy on your football team, Coach. I've noticed that because I watched some film first year, and then I seen later on, and I thought, I think that the kid that was the center of the offensive lineman somewhere, and you move him to quarterback, you know, and that just shows the credit of that kind of type of kid who wants to play football and has that big heart, you know, so he'll do whatever you ask of him.
And you're exactly right. He's got that heart, and he's got that football brain that you just kind of need from a quarterback. And then our other quarterback is honestly doing fine. Josiah Kunkel, he's another senior. He'd never played quarterback before. And his issue was he was having trouble getting people to catch the ball when you throw it to him. So, and that's helped Ropey out a lot, because when he moved quarterback, we moved Kunkel out to receiver, and Kunkel's been his primary target. I think Kunkel, after just a couple games, was leading our team in receptions, touchdowns, yards, all of it.
Definitely, Coach. Well, you fall tonight. You start district play next week. You have a tough one ahead of you, Coach. Marceline Tigers?
Yeah, I believe it's Marceline. I don't know if they were in front. We were in 8 seed. Unless we, by some chance, we jumped Salisbury. I know it was close. We might have Slater. But, yep, Marceline's what it looks like.
Yeah, and I was told that Slater lost tonight, I think, is what Drew told me a little bit ago. So I'm not sure what that does there. But, you know, a pretty tough district there, you know, with that top with Marceline there and Slater, Sweet Springs. You got Carrollton, who's been playing the bigger teams this last few weeks. So it'll be a tough road, Coach. But we appreciate you calling in and talking to us on the fifth quarter show, and we look forward to hearing you again.
Hey, thanks for the coverage.
All right, that was head football coach of St. Paul Saints, CJ Gifford, falling to Santa Fe tonight, 44-18.